Now we're going to start our service with a song to prepare our hearts. It's called Speak, O Lord. And you can remain seated as you sing this song. But we're going to sing this song hoping that God just prepares our heart for the message of His Word today. So let's sing, Speak, O Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we come before You now, thanking You for preparing our hearts. We pray that as Your Word is read and expounded on and the songs are sung, that our hearts would just readily receive Your Word to us today. Lord, I pray that it would comfort us. I pray that the hope that we talk about and sing about would just become evident and become real. And Lord, I pray that each of our lives would be transformed and You would just work a great miracle in each one of us so that we might want to proclaim throughout the week of Your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to be reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. It's page number 986 in your PO Bibles if you want to follow along. First Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. This is the word of God. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you. For you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. As God's children, we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God. He has given us his spirit of love, and he has taught us to love one another. We are not taught by man how to love. We will not learn love from a book, and we will not learn love in a classroom. It is Christ in us. That is why we love. We love because God first loved us. We love each other because God first loved us. God has given us a burning desire within us to love one another. And indeed, we are doing that. But God urges us to do that more and more. Let's love each other and shine the light of the love of Christ for the glory of God.
Let's continue with the theme of love by singing the love of God. And his love is so great. It's greater than any pen or tongue can tell. And as we sing these words, please apply them to your life.
its star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When years of time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. O love of God, how rich and pure, measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star ascribed by trade to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Amen. Let's pray together. God, you are our Father and our God of comfort. You have given us each other to love. You have given us yourself, your Son. And we do love each other, Father. We do love each other. But we miss those that pass on to be with you. And we mourn and we grieve. Oh, dear God of comfort, speak to us, I pray. In Jesus' name. Verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope.
Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him?
Jesus wept. See how he loved him. Hope, brothers and sisters, hope begins with, hope is sustained by, and hope will always be found in the love God has for us in Christ. Jesus wept. See how he wept.
We're going to sing a couple songs now. The first one called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Let's stand as we sing.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all.
Standing as we sing the next song. It's The Solid Rock. Our hope truly should be built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Sand. All other ground is sinking sand. This fails his lovely. holy face. I rest on his unchanging grace. When every high and stormy gale my anchor holds within the veil, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
And may we truly be able to say that on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. But now you may be seated. Thank you.
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.
Jesus wept. So the Jews said, see how he loved him? But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go.
We read in verse 14, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring him with him those who have fallen asleep.
There's a name.
Verse 14, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet he still lives. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. We must believe, brothers and sisters. We must believe that Jesus died for us and rose again. Let's pray together. Father, you did give Jesus to us to die on the cross for our penalty, for our sin against you. Jesus shed his blood and died. But that is not the victory, Lord. The victory is that he did not stay dead. It is that you rose him up from the grave, and he is in heaven with you. Father, may we believe this to be true. If anybody here, Lord, does not believe this, I pray that you reveal this truth to them right now. May they embrace Christ for the first time in their lives if they have never done it before. And Father, when we are called together with you, they will come with us because we honor and praise and serve a risen Christ. I pray this in his precious name.
And now we have the opportunity to sing a song to lift his name up. We're going to stand as we sing, "We Lift Your Name." Seated.
So we finish reading verses 15 through 18. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry, command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we are who are alive and who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Encourage one another with these words.
The book of Matthew says, "For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other."
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment."
Encourage one another with these words. Let's close by standing to sing Sanctuary. May the Lord prepare each one of us to be a sanctuary.
Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. It is you, Lord, who came to save. Well done, Lord, please. sanctuary for you.
And let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that will be what each of us cries out, that with thanksgiving, that we truly will be a living sanctuary for you, that we will be just exemplifying your life through our lives, Lord, that we will just be a mirror of your glory. And may we project that throughout Wallace, Menominee County, Michigan, throughout the world, Lord. May this be how you use us to further your gospel. And as we walk out those doors today, may it not be lost on us. May it just be continuing throughout the week that we truly want to praise you. And we ask all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You are dismissed.